Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the weather is starting to feel fall-like, and, you know, and then we start to think about, of course, the holiday season. And, you know, we're in a situation now where, you know, you can think about Thanksgiving a little bit. And there's a great distinction by a marching band in our backyard that we want to talk about really quick here on Brian and Company. Welcome in Malcolm Jones. He's the director of the athletic bands at UConn. And Malcolm, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm good. Well, I mean, first of all, tell us about the announcement that we just learned, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the band, because we have a lot of band questions here on the show, because we talk about it a lot, actually. So what's happening on Thanksgiving?
So next Thanksgiving, 2026, the UConn Marching Band is going to be marching in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade down in Manhattan. So that's a very exciting opportunity for us.
So, I mean, from what I read, 10 bands were chosen out of 100.
Yeah.
What's the process like?
Yeah, so honestly, and the crazy part is I just got to UConn, so I'm not even sure what most of the process is, but I do understand that, you know, part of it as an application process. So we're sending in some video and audio of our group, and that goes to their selection committee, and they listen and watch these videos, and they, you know, break it down to, you know, the 10 groups that they want to bring to the Macy's Day Parade. So again, I mean, this is like a year-long process. So we applied, I believe, last year for this to be happening in 2026. So essentially like a 2-year process.
So, I mean, that means 90 bands that are probably quite good don't get it. Do you know what separates you guys from them?
Not necessarily. I'm not really sure. You know, when we chatted with the Macy's people, they did say they were thoroughly impressed with the music that we played and how we sounded. And as you know, like there's 100 groups, and I'm sure all 100 of them were more than worthy of, you know, being able to go. But I think also some of the key factors were going just because UConn hasn't been to the Macy's Day Parade before. I know some of the groups probably have already done that before, so that may have been a factor. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, I think it was just a highly selective committee. And again, like everybody probably could have been selected, but I think they were just going for what they liked, what they heard, and what they liked, what they saw too.
And again, this is not this Thanksgiving. It's the next one, which will be the 100th anniversary of the parade, correct?
Correct, yes. And it'll also be the 130th anniversary of the UCMB. So it's kind of a twofer for us to celebrate there, which is amazing.
So as your career, so you're pretty new to UConn, is your career in this line of work?
It is. So I have a background in music education from Ohio originally, but I've kind of been all over the country the last 7 years. I did my doctorate at Arizona State, and I was actually living in Poughkeepsie, New York, for the last 3 years before I moved out to UConn this past summer.
So I'm curious, like in terms of the culture of like the marching band, because you know Matt Saroy's our producer here. We when they said Bad Bunny's doing halftime, he was like, "Let's bring back the marching band halftime." You know what I mean? Especially with camera technology and drones and stuff, I bet it would be amazing. I'm just curious, like in terms of recruitment and numbers, like how healthy is this part of the world? Because I wonder, are there fewer people playing music in school, and is it more difficult to get people? I'm curious.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, with COVID the past 5 years, that was a little bit detrimental to everything, but especially marching band. You know, it's hard, especially for students who are now, I mean, honestly, a lot of my college students now, we're in middle school when COVID was happening. So, you know, to be in your home trying to teach yourself how to play an instrument essentially on a camera or through a screen is very hard. I do think that that's coming back a little bit. I know a lot of programs have instrument accessibility to folks. But that being said, you know, it's one of those things that there are sometimes those barriers with playing instruments as far as, you know, accessibility, the money aspect, and then the lesson aspect. Because a lot of times, you know, you can only get so much instruction during the school day in a high school or middle school setting. And if you don't have those extra lessons outside, that could be a barrier for people. Yeah. But I do think there is an influx of people wanting to do it again. I mean, anytime I feel like there's a community, people are going to want to be a part of it and join it.
So just real quick, we only have like 2 minutes. Is under your umbrella, like what we see at like UConn football, but also what we see at UConn basketball?
Yeah. So, yeah, I also am over. So I'm the director of the athletic band, so that includes the pep bands as well. So okay. We're going to start with pep band actually on Monday down in Mohegan Sun with the UConn men's and women's team.
And obviously is with the success, I mean, football is doing well too, with success of basketball. Yep. A lot of people want to do it because they get to go to the games and this and that. Yep. I mean, do you have to like make cuts?
We do. So unfortunately, you know, the NCAA, when we go to events like the March Madness, you can only take 29 folks and a director. So we had probably over 200 students auditioned to be in the pep band. And we took most of those students, but a lot of them then obviously know that they won't be traveling postseason. They can more than welcome to come to the games and play the games with us during the regular season, but when it comes to postseason, unfortunately, a lot of them are obviously not in that 29. I guess they're, you know, basically 60, because we're essentially planning on the men and women going at this point all the time.
Right, right. Hey, Malcolm, first of all, it's great stuff. I love it. Congratulations on the – you got plenty of time to get your routine going, right? So,
yes.
You know, maybe we'll check in at this time next year when you're about ready.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great day. Congrats.
You too. Thanks for having me.
All right, Malcolm Jones, the director of athletic bands at UConn. They're going to be at the 100th Macy's Day Parade in 2026. It's cool. Maybe they'll come in studio. Get a little, you know, get like six pieces to come in and crank out a TSE theme song. I think that's what we'll work on. That's a good idea.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.